They want almost everything, she told people. They are treated abominably. He has not been able to write to me yet, but I do not think I ought to wait until he asks me. Sissy was afraid to interfere with this. After a time, Letty grew impatient at the delay in getting any address and took her first parcel to the post office. "Unless you know what prison he is at," said the postmistress. "Pity," said Letty. "I don't know that. Must it wait for that? I thought the Germans were so systematic that it didn't matter." The postmistress made tedious explanations that Letty did not seem to hear. She stared straight in front of her at nothing. Then, in a pause in the conversation, she picked up her parcel. "It's tiresome for him to have to wait," she said, "but it can't be long before I know." She took the parcel back to the cottage. "After all," she said, "it gives us time to get the better sort of throat lozenges for him, the sort the syndicate shop doesn't keep." She put the parcel conspicuously upon the dresser in the kitchen, where it was most in the way, and set herself to make a jersey for Teddy against the coming of the cold weather. But one night the white mask fell for a moment from her face. Sissy and she had been sitting in silence before the fire.